Blog Talk Radio. No, we don't have to do this again.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's just suffice to say we had an absolute blast. Matt, where do we even start with who to thank for such a great job, for such a great weekend? Matt, right off the bat, obviously, we got to tell Scott Carhart, great job, man. Fantastic. I'm pretty much at a loss. I mean, it was just a blast.
Yeah, there was some minor changes and stuff that were made at the end, but I think it worked phenomenally. And everybody who was there, and Dennis, you can back me up on this, that there was not a single bout of drama. There was not anybody who was, talking trash about anybody else, or, this fucker did this, or why is this person in this location when I should be? It wasn't any bullshit at all.
Yeah, I mean, none that I heard, and trust me, we were all over that place, man. My legs are aching from all this shit. Just run, and I mean, huge location, huge venue. All the volunteers that they had helping out, guiding the attendees here, there, and everywhere. It was top notch. I don't even know how to put it. It was definitely top notch. So, kudos. And thank you so much, and let's look forward to ParaFest 2014 without a doubt. Now, Matt, can you name one point during the weekend that just stands out in your mind and makes you laugh just to think back on? Dig through the list.
I think the one that would have to stand out the most would have to be that phenomenal EVP that we captured.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, you're talking back in the hotel room. You really want to get into that right off the bat, man? Batman.
Man, what the hell?
Speaking of Batman, we had the original Batmobile was there. So, what a fantastically, no damn wonder you usually are the one that, just takes center stage on this thing, because you're so damn good at this stuff, man. I have such a way of screwing it up, and you did a fantastic lead-in. We had the Batmobile there. We had, what all did we have? Ecto-1 was there. That was pretty sweet. So,
you know where those cars came from, right?
No, I don't.
They came from the Volo Auto Museum in Volo, Illinois.
No kidding.
Yeah. They have, pretty much all the cars. Like, they have a ton of movie cars, and they are original with certificates of authenticity. And, they send them all throughout the country to, different events and stuff if need be. And whoever wants to rent it for, a weekend, it's set fee with transportation. And, yeah. So those, I don't know where they are now, but, yeah, I mean, if I want to, I can go visit those two cars in a 45-minute drive. So for them to get all the way out to Bethlehem, PA, that itself shows you how much planning and everything else that Scott had put into this. And I was even impressed, when he was talking to us and on the radio, I believe it was Saturday he was on, for the time that we could catch him without his head on fire, run around getting so damn hot and red faced.
I would have loved to have gotten a set of bunker gear, because he spent the majority of the whole event running around pissing out the little small fires, you know, the little dumb stuff. Hey, I don't have enough extension cord, or, you know, can I get a light over here? Or, you know, just that little dumb stuff. And all he did all weekend was run around and piss out fires. I think bunker gear would have been awesome to see him running around in.
Oh, yeah. That'll be Parafest 2014. So I do want to say at the top of the show, after experiencing this, I'm stoked to come to another one that I wish that you could be at for, is Chicago Ghost Conference 5, which is October 4th and 5th. So now I've been helping Ursula with some of that stuff. But anyway, just wanted to throw out the plug at the beginning and a couple times throughout the show for her. But yes, October 4th and 5th at the Irish American Historical Society. Dear friend Ursula Bielski is putting on Chicago Ghost Conference 5, and her lineup's phenomenal as well. So now back to the debauchery. And
now back to the debauchery. And speaking of debauchery, you know, most of what we do is we go out and we search for, communicate with ghosts. And, you know, that's what we try to do, is communicate with the spirits. And, well, we had some amazing communication in our hotel suite, did we not, Matt?
Yeah, it was. You got to understand, folks, when you do an event like this, and you're working it like the way that Dennis and I were, and, I mean, this is our fourth day in a row broadcasting. We have one day off, and we're back on Wednesdays for Full Spectrum. Yeah, it's been go, go, go. We would get to the event at about 9:30, 10, 11 in the morning, just depending how fast we can get ready and what was going on. Then we'd have a little intermission. And then we'd have to go to the hotel, get ready for whatever else we were going to do, and get back for the event and the after parties and stuff. To where, would you say respectfully that we would get there, let's call it 10 a.m. on average, and we'd get back to our room at like 3:30, 4 in the morning, and then do everything again?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. By 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock in the morning, we're up again. So, you know, we had to, you know, take a little time in the room and decompress. You know, of course, being who we are and what we do, of course, we wanted to see if we could, you know, I mean, being the adamant professionals that we are, you know, hey, we need new sound bites for tomorrow. Let's fire up the recorders and, you know, set up some sound bites. Matt, do you have, are you able to play the sound bite that we got from Freddie?
I should be able to pull it up. If you know what we can do is I don't know if I can, oh. Just talk more about it, and I'll see what I can do in, like, 30 seconds.
All right, well, if not, I'm sure I can pull it up. So give me just a minute.
I'll get it. Just talk more
all
about
right.
how compelling and down to our knees this evidence
the ones,
that we got.
The ones that we actually captured, not the sound bites that we had pulled for us. Yeah, that was – now – folks, once we set up the recorders, of course, you know, the two of us pretty much go silent. And, I mean, that's the proper way. And now we're in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is the home of Bethlehem Steel. Now, I was talking to a sergeant there with the Bethlehem Police Department, and he was telling me that at one point in time, Bethlehem Steel employed as many as 100,000 employees. The full length of the complex, from the time that they unloaded the coke and coal at one end, ran it through, processed it, you know, manufacture the steel, which was anything from, you know, the steel that was used to make United States battleships and tanks and armored cars and things like that. He said it was nearly 10 miles long of a processing plant. And I'm not kidding. They had a diorama up, and I'm walking through the casino thinking, holy crap, this thing is huge. It's probably 4 square blocks. And this diorama that they had set up in there is all, you know, I don't know who built this thing, but definitely kudos to them. It's all under heavy plexiglass. The casino looked about the size of a pack of cigarettes on a 6 foot by probably 12 foot table. And the rest of it was the rest of the Bethlehem Steelworks complex. And it actually didn't even encompass all of it because it didn't take it all the way down to the end of the belt lines where they would unload the train cars with the coal and so forth. So there's a lot of spirit activity. Yeah.
I got that up right now. Let me
awesome.
See if you can figure out how this comes through. 1 second.
Not
that
bad.
Come through all right?
Not bad. It was a little echoey. It sounded like you were, you know, pushing it through a tin can, but not bad. It's a good start. We'll see if we can get it uploaded to the board so it'll sound better.
Yeah, I'll get it sent to the board. You just got, or send it to Kevin since he has the conversion from your phone to be able to do so.
Right.
Which is how we sent these EVPs, and I mean I can't believe we keep listening to these things.
It sends shivers up my spine every single time. And I've only got 3 of them loaded on the board right now. But, you know, we'll get through the others as we go. There were probably half a dozen. But this first one is extremely compelling. I've never noticed that spirits have a speech impediment. Now, I know that I have a speech impediment when I interact a lot with spirits, but I didn't know that spirits themselves had speech impediments. And you can distinctly hear a speech impediment in this EVP. It was amazing.
I never told you what it physically does to me after we listened to it online and listened to it on the radio program, and then on your truck is on my right leg, which I'm right leg dominant. It's, you know, that's my kicking leg, and for some reason I get these tingles and these spasms to where if I'm around Dennis, it's gonna head straight for his ass. I don't like.
So we're rolling down the road from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'm taking Matt back to the airport in D.C., Dulles. I have Bluetooth wireless in my truck, so I'm playing these EVPs at, like, loud volume in the truck. I thought I was going to have to stop the truck because they were just so moving and so profound. I'm just going to play number one. You folks tell me what you think is in this EVP.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking, you know.
Wow.
Rich. I can even hear vulgarity in the background of it. I'm not sure what's up.
And I'm getting that feeling in my leg again, Dennis.
Is that feeling that the muscles are twitching and you want to kick me dead in the ass?
That would be them.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking, you know.
All right, for everybody, this was after one of the after parties, and this was Saturday night. Dennis and I were just beat to all hell to where it was.
Matt, I hate to tell you, Matt, but that is that one was done at like 10:30 before we went to the after party. After we got done with the event all day that ended at like 9, we had to go back to the hotel. This one was from Saturday night when we went back to our hotel, you know, clean up, shower, shave, all that happy crap. You had put your costume on for the event.
That was the one with my teeth in.
Yes, you had your fangs in, which gave you the lisp.
Yes. That was pre-party. I forgot about that. I forgot about the timeline of it. The whole week, and I'm telling everybody honestly, this is not alcohol induced. It kicks the ever loving shit out of you, working open to close at these events. And I had my flipping vampire fangs, and one was a little off, and I was trying to do it, and I believe wasn't I drooling a little bit during that one?
Drooling, spitting. Do you have foul service with a fucking shower? No, they do get worse, folks, because I promise you, when we got back to the room, he's like, I know I can do it better. Now, this is after I had watched Grant Wilson staging drinks in front of Matt. Not to mention the fact that...
Dave Tango was doing the same thing.
We turn around and Dave Tango sets a shooter in front of Matt, and Matt goes, I'm not thinking or willing to do that. Dave, I'll shut up, just drink the damn thing. Okay. By the time we got back to the room, Matt's got one eye looking north, one eye looking south, and his head is looking east. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't know, but I'm not drinking anymore. You're not. But we still need to do sound bites when we get to the Yeah, we did. I'll give you an example of a soundbite when we got back to the room. And let's see. I think this might be the one where I fell off the damn bed laughing so hard.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
That would be the one I fell off the damn bed. And I'm like, all right, Matt, we need to do these in a little better voice. Oh, I can do that. I'm like, okay, deep breath, calm down, get your shit together. Let's get a good sound bite out of this. And this is what I got.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking.
No, that was the first one with the teeth in. That was the one I fucked up on. We're not running through the whole gamut here.
All I know is by the end of it, I was ready for a catheter because I was going to piss myself laughing. I had fallen off the bed. Thank God I wasn't drinking at that specific point in time, or you know. Jack Daniels does not taste good coming out the nose.
You know what? I'll let you do one more, and that's it. Do you have the limp wristed one?
No, I do not. I thought it was in here, and it should be. This one is number 3.
It puts the lotion on its skin, or else it gets fucking.
Well, apparently he named them the same. Is it this one?
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets fucking.
So, no. Okay, we only have 2 on the board, and that's the good
apparently
thing.
He's got 3 of them named, and there's only 2 of them in there, so I'm not sure what he did to us.
But I'm not sure if he knows why he even put those up there. He does know. So, but you know what? Probably everybody, I'm gonna tell you, if you listen to Kevin and Jody Park's show on Tuesday's Terrify Radio, I'm sure you're going to keep hearing these sound bites, and it's... I don't care, really. I honestly...
No, wait, I was trying to think of something good to say.
You're like, oh, I'm all embarrassed and everything. This from the man that was walking around asking attendees, excuse me, I'm douchebag Matt. Is there any way I can make this outfit any douchier? I mean, to the point that he even approached Dave Tango and asked him, how can I look any douchier? And you're embarrassed by these sound clips? Get the hell out of here.
Okay, so for let me explain that. And like I said, we're running through all the event our personal experiences and events and what we experienced with everybody else there. All right, with what happened with that is I had five outfits that I had for that day. As I was playing it out, I'm like, I'm just gonna kind of run around and, you know, mix things up and be something a little different. And see what kind of people's reactions and opinions who are just attending there and be like, oh, who the hell, why would he, what, why? Well, so my first one was my EMT shirt where I was walking around. I was, you know, being like smiling and waving at everybody and being very courteous. And just kind of keeping an eye, a little low profile. Then I ended up putting one of my CPR shirts on. And walked around and got a, you know, whole bunch of stuff. Then I went to just kind of like a little more regular comical shirt. But I purposely, before this trip, went out and bought a douchebag shirt, which has like skulls and wings and it's all chrome and black. And I cuffed the bottom of my pants. I was like, I was trying to get the most douchebag outfit that I, which... I'm sure I probably could have thought of something better, but I bought it the night before because I had the idea. And threw on my fedora and was walking around. And I just grabbed random people and I was like, hey. And I actually sounded kind of concerned. My friend Shane, thank you for bearing with me and coming up there and hanging out with me. I know you're probably not listening at the moment because you're dealing with your kid, but... he was walking around with me. Well, Shane's never been to a paranormal event. So he's never really been to, like, a convention style, like, you know, in a fun way, except for, like, work kind of stuff. So he's following me around, and I told him, I said, dude, I'm like, you want to see some funny shit? I'm like, just walk around with me, and you're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And within 3 seconds of putting the douchebag shirt on, when I grabbed the first person, he Turner, he's like, are you fucking serious? What the fuck's wrong with you? Because I grabbed a guy in a similar shirt. that was number one. I said, hey, I'm going for my douchebag look right now. I said, can I do anything to make this any douchier? And he's like,
yeah.
He's like, no, I don't think so. You look like kind of a douche. And Shane's busting up laughing in the background because this dude was wearing, like, this all tripped out, like, wacky fucking chrome and black skull shirt. So he basically called himself a douche right in front of me. And that wasn't my intention to say, I'm going to grab this guy with a semi-similar shirt. But that's how it worked out. But no, I walked up to Jason Gates and Brian Kano I didn't put it on Bruce because I knew what would happen. But Dave Tango and Steve, when I walked around the corner and Steve saw my outfit, he just looked at me and started shaking his head and laughing. He goes, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Now, for those that don't know, look up CPR Matt. Look at the picture that he uploaded. You can find it on his Facebook. He has on his jeans with about a 4-inch high cuff. Big, clunky ass. What were those? Like 5-pound shoes.
My big clunky leather sweatshirt.
Skechers
slip-ons.
He has this black and like chromed out T-shirt tied in a knot.
No, that wasn't the tie in the knot. That was the grab the bottom, tuck it through the collar, and pull down. That was how I achieved that stroke.
Oh, and you had the awesome pink bead necklace or necktie. I'm sorry.
That was tied in a knot.
Oh my God. And everybody's looking at me, and they're looking at him, and looking at me, and going, "Y'all are on the radio together. You're a team." I'm like, no, we're not teammates. No.
there's certain things, and you know what? And I was thinking about it. Everybody was like kind of winding down. And no, I was not walking around the floor that way. That was just a quick photo op outside. So I want to get that clear that I wasn't attempting to walk around.
We'll clear that one up. It was just a quick photo opportunity outside. That was all there was on that one.
And that was Rebecca was out there also, we're gonna get into that momentarily.
Okay, we'll hold off on that one then. But I was gonna say I gotta throw mad props at Rebecca, but we'll hold off on that one apparently. One of the funniest ones that I can remember at this point would have to be watching. There was a fellow there, I don't know who the production company was or anything that brought in the characters, but there was a fellow walking around as Freddy. His first name was Paul. Fantastic job as Freddy. Well, he comes out on a little smoking patio outside the bar. He just kind of pokes his head around the corner of the shoulder of this girl that's talking. And she's not paying much attention, and all of a sudden he just leans in a little too close, touched her. She turned her head to the right and sees his face, like, right at hers. I mean, like, almost nose to nose. She drops her beer, screams, takes, like, three big steps away, and the whole patio went silent. All right, that was a pretty damn good one. Good job, Freddy. Well, probably 20 minutes later or so, she decides, oh, all right, Freddy wants to play. I'll screw with Freddy. So she walks around him, onto his right side, taps him on the left shoulder, and takes a couple of steps back and just stands back there giggling. Oh, yeah, I got Freddy. Freddy turned and looked to his left where the tap was at and didn't see anybody. Looked to his right, sees her giggling, and doesn't make a motion other than just nod his head nice and slow, like, I got your number. This shit's coming. Well, probably 30 minutes later, an hour later, she's standing out there talking. She's forgotten that she screwed with Freddie. Freddie came back up and just slowly walks up behind her and reaches the claws around and puts them all four on her neck and starts his laugh. Scared the living shit out of her. I'll bet her beer flew 5 feet in the air. She took two huge steps forward, about plowed the dude over that she's talking to. And Freddie just stands back laughing, stops for a moment, leans in and goes, don't fuck with the Freddie, ever. And turned and walked away. I'm like, dude, that was phenomenal. This chick wasted two glasses of beer because Freddie screwed with her. Now, but she got her beer replaced. That wasn't a concern, but the voice this dude had for Freddie was phenomenal. And when he leaned in and just points the blades at her and goes, don't fuck with the Freddy, ever. I mean, the whole place went silent and busted up laughing. Just phenomenal. The whole thing was just a blast.
And it continued. Like, 2 hours honestly isn't enough to describe what happened with us involved and just in general that we end up hearing about and talking about later. I mean, producer Jeff Leeper, I mean, he was phenomenal. Bill Bean was phenomenal. Dear close PIC's partner in crimes, Sarah Labrie and Megan Campbell, they were awesome. I mean, it was just, I could run down every single person that was there and almost talk about an experience with him because everybody was so approachable and wanting to hang out, wanting to have conversations and talk, and it was all just good times and fun. I mean, David Roundtree and Tracy Ray.
Brain fart?
I just pulled up Facebook and I saw that Jody Parks commented on my photo, and I know that that's probably going to be.
Oh, come on. You know it's going to be utilized for something. And it's not going to be flattering, brother.
She probably took the high road on this one because all it says is, holy hell, Batman.
Yeah,
Dane Ledwig, I'm too sexy for my hat. On the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk.
And
my dear, dear friend Mark, CPR Mark.
Oh, Lord.
Just write something simple. It says, and people thought I was the gay one.
Yeah, I will have to say, man, you made a very attractive gay man in that costume. Oh, wait, that wasn't even a costume. That was just what you were wearing.
No, that was just a photo
for the day. I can't take it.
You know what's bad about this? The first couple people to comment on that photo were my family.
So the best one was your mom's comment. Nothing but
I'm so proud. My Aunt Janet. That was my aunt that put why. My mom was the one farther down that put, I'm so proud.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to miss.
So if we're building
it
any sort of
promotion on skin or else it gets fucking
every time I hear him, I just laugh more and more.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the what?
I think the best one, though, is where I fell off the damn bed.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
And yes, it is Dennis hitting the floor. I'm trying to create a visual image for you.
Just the pump at the end was me hitting the floor. overall, the weekend was awesome. But I will say this, on a more serious note, I did get into an actual good, serious, deep conversation with George Lopez. And no, not the Mexican stand-up comedian George Lopez. He does a radio program also. But we got into a conversation about EVPs and how they're captured, what is actually occurring that we can capture them. He had been talking to Grant Wilson earlier regarding the same exact topic. It wasn't all just shits and giggles and, liquor and how do you do. Alcohol and how do you do? I guess, there was no liquor that I'm aware of. There was a lot of alcoholic beverages and spirits, but never mind. Let's not go into, this is Unleashed, so what the hell?
What the fuck's wrong with you, Wade? What?
I'm just trying to be polite because I forgot we were Unleashed. But, there were actual, deep philosophical conversations during the event regarding the paranormal, regarding what occurs, how we capture EVPs, what is actually occurring environmentally and everything else as far as the ability, how could we improve on what we do now to capture EVPs? It was just, it wasn't all just shits, giggles, grins, and how do you do's. There was some definite, the mind power that was there as far as this field, just amazing. Of course,
well,
somewhere around 12:30, 1 o'clock, I could see the stupid molecule starting to float into the air, and I could feel my IQ dropping rapidly. I'm convinced they flooded the air with something. So, can we get into Rebecca and the Trans-Allegheny Lunatics? I mean, the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum now?
Yeah.
So, hanging out on the smoking bed.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me comment on something that you were just talking about and like conversation intelligence and all that kind of stuff, and not just being just a bunch of retards walking around having fun. I was talking to Dave and Steve when we were at the bar at the after party, and Grant had actually chimed in a few times. He was involved in another deep conversation, but he was overhearing what I was talking about. There's certain things that I think when you watch the shows and certain elements, and this has to do with production companies, and I'm telling you this, like, from, we've talked about this before, my knowledge, Dennis's knowledge, and you hear it from the talent's knowledge and all that stuff, is they don't see what airs until it airs. So the people that you're watching on TV are watching the show at the same time and have never seen this information before, which is a misconception that all these own groups produce their own shows, and I don't know why they do this, and they're trying to fake this, that, or the other thing, or whatever. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that they just, the artist control is nil. One of the conversations that we were having, and I started until she had to run, having a conversation with Kristen Lumen from Ghostmind, because her and I have a lot in common and working in psychology and all that stuff, and not parapsychology, psychology. And that's an element that really, and David Rowntree, I was talking to him about it too, and even Tracy Ray. That's an element that hasn't been shown or that really isn't talked about to be explored. That's like, you know, you see a show come on TV and you watch a show, and then there's another show that's the exact same show with a different name. And like right now, the Hillbillies are in for some reason. But anyway.
Which means I was waiting to get my own show.
But to try and get it back to good is where is that? And this is what I was talking to Dave and Grant and Steve about. It's like to get it back to good in a progressive way to where it's not just entertainment. How can we do it that shows from a proven respect, being like a psychology field or a metaphysic or a molecular field or, you know, something like that. It's somebody that takes what's out there and just dissects the shit out of it, including having a clinical psychologists and stuff like that on scene during the family interviews. Nobody has it. It's just the team members. You know, so that was something that I, and like I said, it was, hold on 1 second. I'm still not fully recovered from this weekend, I have talked so damn much.
Yeah, I mean, we've broadcast the shitload, you know, all the meet and greets and everything talking. I had met over with Terry, and, you know, she could hear it in my voice today. I, I sound like I've got a frog in my throat, and I just can't seem to get rid of it.
Well, sounds like a personal problem. But, you know, with trying to introduce a different element, like, you know, Kristen Lumen, and her and I just had a brief conversation today, and she's going to call me tomorrow. But of bringing the actual psychiatry or psychological person into it and giving them their honest opinion on air. Like Kristen doing Ghostbind, it's like, well, the minors really don't care. They just want to work. But I've never seen it in a sense of in a private residence where people are asking for help and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen that. And I think if even one production company would listen to it and kind of put it in the forefront, like on air, that might really, really help to bring out like the people imitate what they see on TV. So if they have somebody or know somebody who is a psychologist or psychiatrist or a pharmacist or something like that, that can actually shed some light in a manner other than asking the same damn questions. Michelle Belanger was behind me on it. Chip Coffey even said the same thing.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, it's like we had made mention, well, you made mention about, you know, the way that we've changed up walking into a room and trying to talk. You know, if I walk into a room full of people and I'm looking at them physically, you know, visibly there, and, hey, are you here? If there's anyone here, can you talk to me? You know, that. It's kind of a, you know, a bit of a slap in the face. Acknowledge me and talk to me as though I am what I used to be. Is that kind of what you all were getting at?
Well, yeah, and that's that, and especially Grant, when I was talking to him about it, I said, I'm like, dude, you got to look at it this way. If I walked up to your booth, or I'm walking up to you right now, and we're sitting here, and we're not, you know, I know that you're there, I see you, I walk up to you, and I'm like, Grant, are you with us? Are you here? You'd be like, dude, are you fucking crazy? I'm right here. I'm like, would that not be your response if, like, there is a difference, there's a gray area in that, in the fact that we don't know if that person's there, but at least act like you think that they're there. Act like you can physically see them there and try and start communication that way. Because when I presented this to Dennis, when we were on the air talking about it over the weekend, Dennis, what was your response when we were having that, the actual conversation of it? If I walked in and I'm physically standing at you face to face and I said, Dennis, you here with us? You know, if you want to try and communicate, Dennis, are you here? What was your response to that?
Get out. What the hell's wrong with you?
There you go. So why are there so many get out EVPs? I'd be pissed off too. Like, I'm right in front of you and you're going to like, really? Really? And that is something to where, and this is where I come in as far as where I started to think about it in my own head is when I would like to be talked to. If somebody walks up to me, I would like to interact with them in the same way that I would try and interact with somebody else. So if somebody walked up to me and did that and said, oh, hey, yeah, are you there? You know, if you're here, give me a sign in front. It's like, motherfucker, I'm standing right in front of you. You're going to ignore me, and I know you can't see me.
Hey,
all right, cool.
Hey,
you're going to walk around.
Hey, man,
and
I hate to interrupt you. But I got a caller that wants to say hello. Let's see if you catch the voice, my friend. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, guys. I'm calling because you're getting too serious, and I was laughing my ass off listening to the sound bites. I just got a couple minutes, and I just want to hear the sound bites again.
Oh, come on, Bruce. You're going to throw me under the bus.
They were pretty hilarious.
Bruce, you're going to throw me under the bus, too?
Don't mess the show up by getting too serious about anything. Just keep on playing those sound bites every 5 minutes, and it'll be a terrific show.
Hey, I got to ask you, did you take the farmer's tractor back after your car let you down in the middle of Pennsylvania?
No, actually, I stopped. Felix is taking another squirt, and I'm just grabbing something to eat. We're filling the tractor up. This is about the 97th time we've had to stop and get gas.
It puts the lotion on Stinger, else it gets
between stopping to get gas every half hour and Felix having to tinkle every 10 minutes, I am never going to get home. I just stopped in the gas station. We're not even at a PA yet.
Oh, wait. At least can you charge your phone so you can stay on the phone with us?
Wait, no. I'm at a telephone booth. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone. I don't know where the hell I'm at.
Oh, holy shit. Well, you got to be in the Twilight Zone. I mean, you know,
evidently, they love your show because it's the computer. I'm listening to it on a computer here. I'm plugging it in.
Yeah, well, hang on, Bruce. Let me make your call worthwhile, buddy.
Just don't screw up the show. Just play the sound bites every few minutes. You guys don't even have to say anything the rest of the night. Just play the sound bites.
All right, well, let me make your night, brother.
It puts the lotion on his skin or else it gets
Oh, I love your laugh, Bruce. So wait, and if you listen to this, you can actually hear the, hear the other spirits on the floor.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I feel better. I got to go now, guys. That is good.
Bruce, don't let the tractor laughing, brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to spend a little more time with you guys, but it was nice seeing you. And I just went online, and I saw that you were going to be on. I tuned in. And then all of a sudden, I hear these sound bites, and I start laughing my butt off. And I had to call in because you guys were getting too serious. So, you know, go back, just, you know, talk about anything, you know, about, and if things start getting dull, just play them sound bites, and it'll be one of the best shows you've ever had. Believe me, it's hilarious. All right, guys, listen, I'm going to let you go. Take care, and hopefully I'll see you guys again, okay, soon.
All right, Bruce, thanks for calling in, Bruce. We love you, brother. Be safe on that tractor.
All right, just do me a favor. Play it once or twice more for me during the next 10 minutes, all right?
I'll do better than that. Hey, tell Felix to hold his bladder a little longer, and here's one more for you.
All right.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Okay, I feel better now. I feel better. I can make the trip home, guys. All right. Thanks a lot. You take care, all right?
I'll talk to you soon.
Same, brother. Oh, man. That was
fuck. The reason I'm saying oh, fuck is because now that Bruce Tango has endorsed with his classic laugh, Dennis is not going to ever stop playing those.
Well, I mean, you know, I have had somebody as fucking awesome as Bruce Tango give me a direct order. Play them every 2 minutes. Bruce, I love you, man. Here.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Running through the back roads in Pennsylvania on his little tractor. By the way, I'll explain this in a moment, folks. With Felix hanging on the back going, "Stop, Bruce, stop, I got a piss. Now shut up, they're playing the soundbite again."
Okay, Bruce, I hope that those sound bites aren't making anybody in the car piss to where you can't catch to pull over fast enough. So, I apologize if that happened.
You didn't catch
Oh, he's on a tractor.
Yes, Bruce and Felix they were headed home. His car broke down. He was fortunate enough to be in Pennsylvania, and they borrowed some tractor from a farmer that was standing out by his, like, melon patch, I think it was. And he said, aside from, you know, Felix having to, well, that's his bodyguard and good buddy, having to whiz every 10 minutes, he said he should be home in a month or so. So I just want to make sure that, you know, I can make it an enjoyable trip on the tractor. I told him, make sure to keep the slow-moving vehicle sign well illuminated on the back. And here's your next, hopefully, you know, half mile or so, Bruce.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
You know, all right. The actor who played Buffalo Bill in that movie was also the detective that was on Monk. The chief or whatever.
Right.
The guy with the mustache? Yeah. Well, Larry, the guy that I started working, or that I worked with when I got in the motorcycle industry, that was one of his good friends. So that the actor was. And that was one, and I'll never forget this to this day. The reason that always pops in my head is because I did that for him. I did a couple sound, like, just, not sound bites, but just when we were hanging out and all that stuff at one of the international motorcycle shows, because he came down. And I did the voice, and he's like, he goes, "Dude." And by the way, this was sober and not tired when I was doing it for him. And he goes, "Dude, you imitate that perfectly." Well, I will hashtag epic fail on these.
Okay. I'm gonna hashtag epic laugh my ass off.
You know, and
the part was so bad was I just kept going, "Wait, do it again." Okay.
Yeah, I know. Chris, brother,
now,
I love you, man.
Now, folks, I will tell you the following morning, he's like, "You deleted those sound bites, right?" "Oh, yeah, yeah."
Lying
yeah.
Bitch. You know what? Here's where I get redemption, and Bruce, I'm going to have you wait for these. You said you're going to be listening for about another 10 minutes. I'm going to have Dennis, and I should make you fucking do it on air, you prick. But
I'm going to get
sound bites of you, and all the different ways that I'm going to throw teeth in your mouth. And, well, that sounds, wow, that sounds gay.
You're not throwing a fucking thing in my mouth.
I'm going to throw Halloween costume vampire teeth in your mouth. There we go. There's your clarification.
You're not throwing shit in my mouth at all. Nothing. Oh, God.
My face hurts.
Hey, if I said I'm
going to
three
days of this shit, folks. I want sympathy cards.
All right.
But I will say,
all right,
that
you know, hey, let's do this for Bruce because he found it so funny and the show was going serious. And I'm sorry because it is Full Spectrum Unleashed. Wednesday is our tame show. It is our chakra. Yi and Chang and Lang or whatever the fuck it is.
Yes.
Wait. That's our Wednesday show.
I got the lead for that. Wednesday on Full Spectrum Radio, ladies and gentlemen, you can join us for our calm time. That will be a calm time that you can sit back, relax, and forget about what the hell happened on Full Spectrum on
Radio. Oh, shit.
All right. How about this? For Bruce, you do one live, and I do one live.
All right. What voice would you like me to do it in? You want me to do it in Freddy? Because at this point, my throat's so damn raw, I can probably do it pretty good, right?
If you want to, or if you want to just pick a random voice like you made me fucking do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, first time ever.
We need Freddy to do that one.
That would be epic, dude. I will shoot him a text tomorrow and see if I can get him to shoot that one to me. Because that would be fucking off the charts. So let's see if I can do a decent one. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1. It puts the lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose again.
Dude, you might get hired by him.
I doubt that because he was epic, man. He was epic. We've got two guests in here. We have Jeff Resman and Terry sitting in chat. And the two guests are probably going, what the hell? How do I get off of this fucking channel? These guys ain't right.
You're right, we're not, because you're on Full Spectrum. Unleashed.
Come on now, get some gruff into it.
Take
off the lace panties and get some gruff in there.
Oh, where the fuck is my thong? Jeff, do you still have my thong?
It's way
Jeff.
Too small. Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, I know you're in chat. I know you're listening. Do you still have my thong, or did I give it, or do you give it back to me?
Oh, God, I'll bet that was his costume the other night. Well, at least his mask.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I am Thong Man. Able to trip over a drop dildo. I am Thong Man. Oh, shit. That's all right. We love you, Jeff. And welcome to Full Spectrum Unleashed.
All right, so, I'm going to do this. Shut up. I'm going to do this real quick for Bruce. Literally, this is for Bruce. What voice of the, what, eight do you want me to do?
I really like the limp-wristed one, dude, because that was epic. I'll tell you what, Terry got to listen to a bunch of them. Terry's still sitting in chat. Terry, comment back in. Do you agree that he needs to do the limp-wristed one? Come on, Terry, wake up. Terry, wake up.
Does she have the sleepy face next to her?
Yes. She's not paying attention to us.
Terry's. All right. So, Dennis, you're going to call limp-wristed.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, Terry says you can't hear me. Yes, I know we can't hear you. That's why you're supposed to type it in the chat, because you haven't called in, darling. She's probably sitting in the back. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, hell, she's been sitting in hold. I forgot to watch the board. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hey, look. There's Terry. Terry, can you hear me? Terry.
Dumbass.
Hey, no.
Forgot I had the board. I've been sitting here for 5 minutes waiting for you to take me off mute.
Right. So Terry, what do you think?
I love the Limp Bizkit voice. I laughed my ass off when I heard that earlier.
Well, I'm just wondering, since, well, I'm not
I got to hear
extremely
all
tired and minorly intoxicated. I don't know if I can reproduce it perfectly, but I'll try it. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
No, oh, I'm on now, huh?
Yeah. What was the? You had to get something out of your throat. Would you have a pubic hair caught in there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, where is so much trouble?
All right, Bruce, buddy.
Right,
it
Bruce,
is
this is for you in the middle of Pennsylvania on your tractor. Tell Felix to stop whizzing for a moment. He's got to hear this one.
It puts the lotion on his skin or else it gets the hose again, bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Matt, did no one warn you before you decided to go to this thing with Dennis that you should probably be doing this soundbites on him and not him on you?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Because they were going to come out.
Yeah, I mean, this was, it was, without much doubt, there was, it was going to happen. And, you know, it's just me. And Matt, I do this out of absolute love. I chuck you under the bus so often because I don't want you to get weak and thin-skinned and, you know, things of that nature. It just, it would absolutely break my heart if you went, if you went soft on me. And, well, yeah, so...
All gayness aside, you're saying? Or are you...
Yeah.
All gayness aside, are you... It puts
the lotion on his skin or else it gets... fucking...
and by the way, just for everybody, too, this is all with my permission. Truthfully speaking, sorry, Bruce, I'm going to go serious for a second. If you can't fucking laugh at yourself and can't have a good time, fuck it. Like, it's serious when need be and have fun when need be. And I told Dennis and Kevin and all that, and I listened to all the sound bites and everything, and everything's totally fine with me. So.
What the hell happened? Matt, can you hear me? Matt, can you hear me?
Did you fucking mute me, you bitch?
Matt, can you hear me? All right, let me play this sound for a minute, folks, while I figure out what happened.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
And though I heard you all along, I just had to have a fucking reason to play it.
You know I love you, fucker.
Not after this shit, you won't.
And by the way, I have to say, that was a rhyme.
That was a rhyme?
No, that was a rhyme. I said, by the way, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're a poet and don't know it, but your language for sure. Since I love that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't listen to me once I start to get into. No. But,
yeah.
No, seriously, like, and that was something that Scott Grunewald and I were talking about is if you can't laugh at yourself and have a good time, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be able to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. I mean, look at what we put each other through.
But also, and that's, you know what, that's what's phenomenal with Bruce calling in is, I mean, it's, you know, it's all about fun. It's all about good times and everything else. And all of us had great ones. And that was confirmation that, you know, we did this weekend and we're not blowing smoke on people's asses. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Hell, I put that picture of all pictures out on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll tell you my first response to that.
Oh no, that's on the Beavis and Butthead ones.
Hey, baby.
So hey, Dennis, have you heard from George or no?
No, let me shoot him a message right quick. Matter of fact, let me jump over. I want to take a look at theirs and see what the hell they're doing. It might be fun just to torment them. So,
oh, dude, you know what? They fucking radio bombed us. We're going to radio bomb them.
You're right. You're damn right. Let's see. I'm going to add a call. So, Matt, I'm going to have to go silent for a little while I do this. Carry on, my friend, and I will be right back.
All right, there
so, folks, we're going to call in and radio bomb some folks that radio bombed us over the weekend. So stand by.
Oh God, that was another thing. Is Dennis and I were standing outside and we were doing interviews with people and all that stuff. Jiggy runs his ass up and screams at the top of his lungs around me, "Radio bomb! Radio bomb! Radio bomb! Radio bomb!" and then runs away. And I'm like, what in the hell just happened? I didn't, like, he was on either side of my head, and I didn't know who it was. And eventually I turn around and I see Jiggy running away. I'm like, aw, dude. So this is Full Spectrum Unleashed retaliation on, not so much on George, but on Jiggy.
Well, all right. Well, I'm not sure if I've conferenced or not. Apparently not.
I don't hear anything.
Well, this is frustrating, and I'm afraid to end now. What do I do? Well,
might take
thank
a
you.
Second to connect.
Well, thank you, smartphone.
You mean dumb phone?
Well, yeah, but I don't
know. All right, so, you know what? Since you're an iPhone owner, I have to ask you this. If somebody asks, like, oh, can I, oh, where am I going, or, like, something like that, what is your response to that? Do you say, let me look it up on my iPhone, or let me look it up on my phone?
Most of the time, I just say, let me look it up. Hang on. I don't reference it as an iPhone. It's just my phone.
All right. See, around here.
Well, actually, for me, no, it's my phone. Let me look it up on my phone. So while everybody else has an Apple iPhone, I have an Apple my phone. I paid for the damn thing. That's just the way I look at it. The hell with them.
Have you seen a trademark check yet? Because I don't know anybody else who has.
No, but I really should. Let's see.
All right. So let's talk about Rebecca and Trans-Allegheny while we're waiting.
Okay.
You
Trans-Allegheny. Trans-Allegheny is a lunatic asylum. Rebecca owns it, and I'm dumbfounded at the side of which she is connected to an insane asylum. Would have anticipated and much, much, much easier seeing her inside than running and owning one. But
yeah, and she actually agreed with that comment.
Well, yeah.
Well, she doesn't have an option. I mean, at least she's, you know, truthful with it. She knows she's nuts. But that's why we got along damn well and why we had so damn much fun. Which, by the way, at some point in time, we are going to have to book a trip and go visit your hat.
Yes, my hat will have to be visited. It's inside story, which I'll share with everybody. Basically, what had happened is one of the hats that I was wearing on Saturday night was a cowboy hat. But it was one of those, like, wicker, wire brim ones, not like, you know, an actual true cowboy hat. Well, Rebecca is now the gleeping owner of that hat. Sorry for the pause. I didn't want to have people think I said that.
Yeah,
well, she is the owner of that hat now, which is on its way to, I believe, Scarefest.
Yes, and here's part of the funny portion of that is she stole it from me, thought it was all wonderful, ha-ha, I stole your hat, you know, getting it back, and I just shrugged my shoulders and went, that's not mine. About an hour later, Matt finds this, and he's standing there talking to me about 5 minutes and goes, hey, where in the hell's my hat? Shrugging my shoulders and went, stolen. He turns and starts talking to everybody else and looks at Rebecca and goes, hey, that's my hat. She goes, the hell it is. It's my hat. I stole it from him.
Oh, God, dude. And, all right, since we're on the recap right now, what would have been even worse? Why don't you pitch a story about the badge?
Oh, Jesus Christ. She's... She's messing with a security guard. Now, this is a Sands Hotel and Casino security guard. They're standing there, you know, face-to-face, nose-to-nose, talking, shooting the shit, whatever. I'm not real sure what was occurring. She has reached up, unsnapped his badge from his friggin' uniform, and he hasn't noticed it until she's almost got it clipped onto her own shirt. And then he reached out, and he's like, what? She said he looked at me at what the hell I was doing. He looked at his chest to see that his badge was gone, reached up and took his badge back. She's like, had I just dropped the damn thing into my pocket, I'd have had it free and clear. He had stolen the security guard's badge, and he didn't even know it. Then she actually got carried out. Did you hear that she got carried out by a security guard, Matt?
Yeah, just to see if he could do it.
Yeah, she bet him he couldn't carry, quote unquote, her big ass out. So he did. I'm assuming he let her right back in, but nonetheless. Yeah, she did tell us that we do have to pay the cover charge if we go to Trans-Allegheny that, but we have to promise. That's greatly, greatly reduced rate. If we can bring out the type of spirits that we captured in our room, you know, because she was impressed with the, you know, the high quality of the, she was just impressed with the high quality of what we captured in our room.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I don't know if all of you can hear this. You might want to turn up your volumes. It's very subtle. It's very in the background. But there is a voice there. And it does reference Silence of the Lambs and Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm pretty certain you can hear the other spirits there in the background that were laughing hysterically at it. And I think they moved furniture, so I'm going to play it again. Let me bump the volume up just a touch. I'll play it again, and if you listen closely, you can hear the other spirits in the background laughing. And bump furniture or move furniture. I think they actually moved the bed.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
So, yeah, that were the spirits that we captured in our room. Or would it be the spirits that captured us?
I think it was a possession.
That's a good one. We'll stick with that. I like the way you think.
There was this spirit that was Jack something, Jack Daniels we got, like, coming through.
Well, there's
something
also that,
Yeah,
what was it? Vox, I think, was another one.
Yeah, that's a Polish demon. I've done my research since then.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a Polish demon that possessed me, and it was amongst other demons. Swedish. And Finnish. Yeah, so...
Yeah, we definitely had some demons in our room. I heard a lot of demons in the middle of the night. I will say that. They sounded a lot like this.
All right.
Well, they were actually from the other room, but
what's all that steel that I see above me?
Oh, what?
I smelled, I said, what's all that steel I see above me right now? And I smelled diesel.
Wait, does it have two wheels on the back on each side? The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
It actually has four wheels in the back. No, I'm sorry. It's bigger than that. It has eight wheels in the back. And two in front.
Oh, damn, that didn't move.
Fucker.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Bruce, I love you, brother, but you have created a fucking monster. Oh, see, you get to do it all like sci-fi and awesome and horror, like doing the voice of fucking Freddy. Do something else in a different way.
Fine. You want?
Yeah, I'm gonna call your ass out right now.
That's fine. I'll give you the same sound bite, and I will. Oh shit! Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah, play it again and why don't you recreate it?
Prick. What?
I said, why don't you play it again to get a good hear of what it is as if you haven't heard it enough. And then recreate it.
You what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear
you. Yeah.
You fucker.
I'm so pissed I can't.
I'm a drunk pill.
Oh, God. Okay, did Kevin join the fucking show?
No, because if Kevin joined the show, he would be playing the Dr. Phil ones, and I can't really find them right now, which is kind of pissing me off, to be frank with you. Damn it.
My dumbass almost slipped and told you what they were labeled as.
There's too much shit on the soundboard. I can't find the one I want. Damn it, you know what I'm after too, don't you? Come on, you know it.
What's the gay relationship one? Or
yes, come on. What's the name of it, man?
What's the name of it?
I'm not going to tell you what the name of it is, but I will say this. I think you should have a gay relationship.
I think you should start living as a gay woman.
I think you should start living as a gay woman.
Damn it, where did they go? Wait, they're all the way at the bottom, weren't they?
Shut
Maybe
the fuck
I can
up.
Find them.
Oh, God. I can't take much more of this shit.
Hey, you agreed to full spectrum.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
So, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody listening right now, should we truthfully remove the board from Dennis's hands? I would put my hand up, and if, in fact, he's anywhere around me, it's going to turn into a fist and cornhole his ass.
Well, you got a round of applause for that idea. Of course, I'm not sure I would cornhole me. I've got a bit of a problem today.
Oh, God.
I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Full Spectrum Unleashed. Yeah, this isn't going to get much better, is it?
No. No, it's not.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
That's what I said.
I found him. Oh, son of a bitch. Yep. I found him.
But on a more serious note, I do want to thank everybody for, you know, jumping in and joining the new format. You know, Full Spectrum Unleashed. And that's exactly how we hope to keep this thing. Just absolutely having a blast. You know, all the other bullshit aside, I mean, we have Wednesday nights where we get serious. We have, you know, in-depth conversations. And, you know, we talk serious paranormal. And
it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
And we have Monday night.
And that does happen on Wednesdays. I put the lotion on the skin, on my skin, because I do get kind of ashy for a white guy. And I try and do what I can.
We lost Jeff. We lost another guest out of chat. I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's called offending people. And you're about to lose another one.
What, you?
Of fucking course.
Oh, you wouldn't do that to me.
I'm too damn much fun.
Yeah, you are.
But I'll tell you what, here's one of the other things.
Hey,
on a
Do me a favor. Pick a song from the FSR.
Okay.
What song do you have picked?
I don't know, I gotta find the FSR.
It's alphabetical, dickhead. Go to F.
No, it's not, because I was in FS, and right below FS should have been FSR. Ah, there we go. I found it. What about
it? Right below FSR, isn't it?
What about it?
So pick a song. Give me the title.
Never Be the Same. I don't know what song
that works. One of the things that when Scott and Riley Scott's last name, I don't have my notes in front of me right now. What was Scott, the guy that's put all this together? I always want to say Grunewald, and I don't know why my brain spits it out.
Scott Gerhardt.
Yes, Earhart. There you go. Yeah.
Are we passing into George's show?
Like George said,
I think so.
Did a masterful job of putting this together, and it was really, it looked like everybody, when everybody has a good time and we're not hearing them out where so-and-so didn't do this, this didn't happen, that means he did his job. He got his job done and did a nice job of this. But as I was talking to him, I said, you know, that I see this and that what you
Radio
see
bomb?
On social media so much is the entertainment aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was talking about.
Oh, it depends. He has somebody on right now, so no.
I think we're muted.
True Blood and this and that coming in. Yep. It's great that everybody can hang out and drink and this and that. But this also moves the community forward in the investigating area as far as people being able to talk about techniques, what they're doing on investigation, some of the equipment they're using, some of the stuff that people are thinking about. Working on some
you
of our
already covered
people,
all this.
You know, like the Martin Bravos here in Dallas Fort Worth that work in the garage that are developing new equipment in their garage to take out and do that. Lance, you know, a little bit of this going on too, a little shop talk on the side, along with getting pictures with the superstars.
Well, for me, I'll be honest, it was more of a contact event because again, like you guys know, I do a radio show that comes on about an hour before yours and ends right when yours starts, so. And for me, it was more of a network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that are listening to
you know, obviously, you know,
Full Spectrum Unleashed,
you know, the different vendors there. And in fact, we tried
Dead
to
air,
get vendors
air
in there.
We're going to radio
because we had something going on. I was
going to
sell the lights that I built. I was going to sell those there. Plus, we have some DVDs from our show and you know, from our radio show. And we also have a DVD from some of the investigations we did. I was going to sell all that there, but they actually sold out all the vendor spots, and I couldn't get one. So it was going to be a little bit more, but then, like I said, for me, it was a big networking thing. But it was great to see. There were so many different paranormal groups there that you did get to meet a lot of people.
Radio
home? But, you know, that, especially some of the groups that are in, like, you know, we're based out of New Jersey, but we are on the Pennsylvania-New York border, and there are a lot of New Jersey teams and Pennsylvania teams that we know of but haven't met before that we got to meet, and that was kind of cool.
Oh, radio bomb.
Good stuff.
Bomb, radio bomb, radio bomb.
There's so much going on at these events, and I know that I've been to similar situations, not the Parafest or anything like that, but you almost can't put an agenda together and plan on keeping one when you're meeting people because you just never quite know where that direction is going to go. So, Riley, how about you? Any shop talk with anybody on what's going on investigation-wise, new equipment or anything?
I know who it is.
Yeah, actually, a couple people came up to me and Steven from different teams in like a 50-mile radius talking about, you know, Steven's POV glasses and, you know, how they're actually coming along and making new equipment as well, that they were starting to do their own thing. One guy actually was mentioning that he was taking different levels of what is that called, honey? That he was would it look like a EMF detector that was going off? It went from green to red to tell different levels.
Oh, the ions in the atmosphere.
That's it.
Like when a spirit starts to manifest.
Yes.
Which would measure the actual ions collecting.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. And, you know, he's coming out with all this this equipment, and, you know, they were talking shop talk with it. So I can't wait to see when he's actually used it on a couple of investigations, and it says it works fabulous. So we're going to keep in touch with him and hopefully get something like this just to see what it's like to work with for ourselves as far as investigating-wise. As far as places goes for investigations, people were coming up that were down at Trans-Allegheny. Copperhead's wife was there.
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. And she was talking about Trans-Allegheny and coming down there and investigating. And so I can't wait to get down there and do some of that. Hit Kentucky Row. Do all three spots, yeah.
Go down and see Miss Copperhead.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I think George just made it back in with us, and this is something that me and him talked about. The reason I brought that topic up tonight is that, you know, we've used the term that people in the field right now are early pioneers of and I've often
70s. Right now we're patched in with
if I would have told my grandmother in the 70s or 80s that I would be communicating.
And we're going to radio bomb them like they did us.
Cell phones,
so bear with us, folks. We're about to have a good time.
You know,
let
so
them get through with their
now,
serious talk. We've got 25 minutes of airtime
left
for today. And we're just going to give them a hard time.
You hear these stories. Some of these things will come up.
There's
some
extremely
fun things
to talk about.
Somebody may come up with something like Riley's describing right there.
Conversation.
It could be the wave of the future that in 5 years, that's what everybody's doing, is out measuring the ions and seeing this and spirit transformation, and we begin to prove more and more of what we suspect may be out there. You know, George, I know that you said you had a little shot. Anything you could share with us?
Bomb, 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 radio bomb, radio bomb.
Again.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, Joey, how about you?
No, I just want to add something to what you were saying. Hold on, I don't know why I'm echoing.
Yeah, you're getting some feedback. You got
somebody's too
brother.
Close to somebody.
No, I don't have anything. I don't know why. I'm it might be the blog talking.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
like, I'm kind of
talking
about
that.
I don't know what it is. Well, the aliens are listening in on my conversation right now.
They want to hear what the black guy that goes to says.
So you're echoing too much.
Uh-oh.
It's paranormal, see? Dead air paranormal.
I think that, it's my understanding, I've talked to a couple of people that do political shows, and I had actually asked one of them who'd asked me to stay in queue one evening, and this is the God's honest truth.
There we go.
I've been doing it for a couple of years, and I do get political. I don't do it on the paranormal show, but was talking to this guy.
Hey, Dennis, you want to direct it towards Jiggy?
He goes, I've never had anything. Block Talk's great. He has a partner that,
say again.
You know, he says that
you want to direct this towards Jiggy?
But he had one other friend that did some paranormal shows.
The radio bomb?
He had an issue, too. So I'm not
saying
anything,
They've got to get me unmuted.
Right. No, I know that. Say radio bomb, then give it 1 second so I can say it.
Take a little bit of it all.
Or 4 seconds.
And,
it
was a big place, a lot of vendors. I just kind of walked around, looked at everything.
I'm having a hard time hearing you over there. Getting ready to drop.
It was interesting. I think it was a hard
conference. Because
you know, you had a guy there selling snakes, you know, alligators, and tarantulas, and you had people selling books. You had people
selling. This is the lead in.
Here, you had just a little bit of everything. I think that's what was cool about it. It wasn't just everything was just about the paranormal. I mean, it was overall, but, you know, you still had that air that people were there to kind of communicate, get to know each other, learn something, teach something. It just I kind of took it all in, and I think that's what was so fun for me. Meeting the people was the bonus. I mean, as far as meeting celebrities is a bonus, but getting those real connections with real people and talking to them and, you know, people you kind of communicate with on Twitter or Facebook or even just on the radio, but you get to see these people up close and, you know, hug them and shake hands and kind of talk a little shit and drink a little bit, and it's fun. So I took it all in. I enjoyed it fully.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. You know, it's always interesting because you get the melting pot of the great minds of the Fuscos and, you know, our own George Lopez, who's no slacker when it comes to technical talk and you know, the way he works the ghost box and does some of these sessions, and I know, Joe, you were completely blown away as with a lot of people at Rolling Hills when he showed the techniques that he uses to document and verify to make that a much more palatable source of documentation when you're out there doing that instead of just turning on what some of your scientific minds call just an AM radio that you're getting feedback on, that George actually has got to where the activity on there, you guys were getting what you could only have to say was intelligent communication. You know what I'm saying, Joey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, George is just one of those type of people that everybody could learn something from in this field. He just has such a unique way that I've never seen anybody else do of how he approaches it. His approach is more to teach you to, you know, be consistent. But in that consistency, that redundancy, which usually in life isn't a good thing, is actually a very powerful thing in the paranormal field. And if you really take the time to slow down kind of and just really communicate where what you're saying is articulate, but you're saying things that aren't necessarily common on the radio, too. And you're pulling things out of your mind.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
So that, that's not something you can share. Yeah. So he's teaching you to just kind of think outside the box.
Dude, if they were alive, that would be perfect. If you hear, if you heard unmuted and that was it.
Hear something conclusive.
Whoa!
You're going to say a name. It's great to hear your name once. When you hear your name three times consistently.
Oh, that would be so damn entertaining.
Exactly what George did. And that's exactly me and Bob Christopher sitting in this room. I mean, I'm sure if there was a light on, we'd have been looking at each other like, is this really going on? Like, this got to be a joke. Like, George is doing something. Like, he's playing with us. And that experience.
It puts the lotion on his skin or else it gets, fucking.
That's how smart, smart man.
I want to radio bomb him with that one.
No.
He probably doesn't share it with everybody. I was privy enough to him to really. We can
radio bomb in our section to cross shows.
Decided one day, you know.
Dude, they're having a serious conversation. Radio bomb alone is offensive enough.
But this is somebody who.
Let me see if I can. I'm going to end the conference. Standby.
Almost a lifetime.
You can thank your brother Jiggy for that one.
My understanding from some of the videos that I've seen and some of the posts on social media, he also can dance very well. So that's our founder of Dead Air Paranormal Radio, George Lopez. Guys, what we're going to do right now, we're waiting for George to try to get back in, is we're actually simulcasting live on the air with Full Spectrum Paranormal. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we have Dennis and Matt of CPR. Dennis and Matt, are you guys there?
We have actually joined you. And by the way, this is special for George and Jiggy. You ready, Matt?
Yes, I'm ready. Remember, 4 second
bomb,
here.
Bomb, radio bomb,
radio bomb,
radio bomb,
bomb, bomb, bomb, radio bomb.
Yes, like I have coined a new phrase. Everybody, we're going to start hashtagging this. It's radio bombing because literally he was live on radio, and I just walked by and I radio bombed him. I just said radio bomb, radio bomb, radio bomb. Just kept repeating it. So that's going to be the new thing. And anybody see you doing it live, you're going to get radio bombed.
Radio bomb was odorless. It was just a verbal, correct?
It was odorless. There was nothing in it that was dangerous except for the fact that when you're on air, you're just going to, your audience is going to hear some really weird shit real quick.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, keep in mind, at this point, I did not know Jiggy. I had not met Jiggy. All of a sudden, this 6'4" black man walks up, puts his face 6 inches from mine, and starts yelling, radio bomb, radio bomb, 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 radio bomb. You've been radio bombed. I'm like, what the hell? So, yeah, that was entertainment value at its finest.
That is hilarious. I believe we may have Mr. Lopez back. George, you with us?
Hopefully I am, if not in spirit as well. How are you, Dennis? How's it going?
It's going good, brother. How's everything going for you other than your phone's going to hell in a handbasket?
Yeah, technical difficulties. I don't understand. I've never, ever had this type of a difficulty. This has to be something paranormal or metaphysical at work that neither my home phone nor my cell phone has given me consistency. It's a very, very weird thing that's going on right now, and I'm lucky to get in and out, but luckily I have somebody like Mr. Mike Bowler and Joey Jiggy Webb and even Raleigh Black helping out and covering for me. So I appreciate that from all of you guys. But I'm here for the moment anyway, Mike.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's all yours until you need me again.
And when I say by the moment, it's like I could barely even hear you. That's how bad this is with the reception. I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a scenario where right now above me, I've on the way home, my first flight on the way home from this event, I actually sat next to an MMA female fighter who was just absolutely amazing to talk to. But she had told me, I read in the magazine, that the reason why we turn off our cell phones in flight is not that it's going to make the plane crash, but it interferes with the satellite reception for people on the ground. It's as if we are a blocker. So I must have somebody hovering above my room or above my house because I can't keep consistency in this, guys. I'm sorry.
All right, it's good. Good. Dennis and Matt, tell us a little bit about your guys' show. And welcome to Dead Air.
Go ahead, man.
You know
what?
I want to field this one after all the bullshit that Dennis put me through under the bus today. And And by the way, and I don't know if you guys know, yes, we are simulcasting with on our show at the same time that we're on your show. So it's a merge show, which I don't know if that, do you guys know if that's ever been done before or recently?
We did that way back, I believe, George, if you remember. I don't know if it was on Monday with Primetime that I do with George, and I also host Wednesday night here on Dead Air Paranormal Radio. Maybe it was a Wednesday night with Paranormal Kool-Aid I do with Chris Medina. And also William Peters, which, by the way, before I forget when we run out of time, birthday shout-out to Mr. William Peters out there, who produces, helps produce our Wednesday night show here on Dead Air Paranormal Radio. But did that with a little bit of success. We're only on about 15, 20 minutes with another show, and we have had a couple of shows piggyback off of us, but not to the extent where we actually had crosstalk with the host of the other show. So this is kind of a first for us, I think.
Yeah, we have our audience listening. We have your audience listening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Matt and Dennis with Full Spectrum Radio, also on Blog Talk.
There you go. And once again, this is Primetime Paranormal. Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio, George R. Lopez and Michael Bowler. You can find us on Facebook. Do it every night of the week here. We've got 7 shows, different hosts, different topics. All paranormal-based, 7 nights a week, right here on Dead Air Paranormal Radio. But, Mr. Lopez, you still with us?
I am, indeed. And again, I wanted to say for both Dennis and Matt, and we had some wonderful times and opportunities having conversations this weekend, one particular one, and I do want to make note to it, and I'd like some input from both Lance and Jiggy in regards to this as well, because this was an extremely important discussion that we brought up, and what we're talking about from the technical standpoint is something I may have addressed in the past, but it needs to be readdressed time and time again, and we're going to be discussing it next week. We've got Grant Wilson joining us next Monday, and I talked to him in depth about this, and Jiggy, I think you remember you were there as well, was in regards to something extremely important, the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, based on Carl Sagan's work, talked about the fact of a communication with a species from another planet who sent back schematics on how to build a transport vessel to go to another universe. And what we need to start going with here is perhaps communication, establishing better communication, but a redundant request for, if there's a possibility, schematics from the other side. Now, we have people who, such as Hans Holzer or even Einstein on the other side, brilliant minds who are now crossed over, who may be able to assist in helping us create a better form of communication with the other side. And Dennis and I had a pretty elongated conversation about this. Matt was there. And I know, Jiggy, you and I were when we were talking to Grant. But and Jiggy, your thoughts on this, how important and how potentially critical could this be for the field to get that kind of communication established or for them to assist us from the other side?
I mean, it'd be absolutely incredible. I mean, it'd be something that, I guess it's almost a matter of fact. It'd be something that's almost undisputable. But, again, with anything else, too, you have to be careful because it could be a sinister aspect to it, too, because who are you really contacting? So that might be the other problem you always, you know, people always say in general, like, who are you contacting on the other side? And what are you really building? And even if it does do communication, can it do more? I mean, they've had a movie recently. Forgive me, it's not in my memory bank. It'll come back to me in a minute, but the whole concept was that they raised, you know, voices, a million conscious people to open up a portal to the other side, but what they brought through was nothing good. And they kept doing it. They kept increasing what they were doing to the point that it became harmful. So, I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it. It'd be a good thing, but it could be a bad thing, too.
It was the same concept for the movie as well. The War Department, who was involved with the contact with this alien race, basically said, you know, this transport machine, you know, we build it, and then they send down an army or a nuclear bomb of some sort, of some kind of doomsday weapon to destroy Earth, and they don't even have to come down and invade. Why waste the soldiers? You know, and again, it's just that paranoia propaganda, I think, that Hollywood puts out there. The Event Horizon, the movie where they went to another dimension, came back, and it was the dimension of hell. But I think, again, it's more for propaganda or scare because it's more interesting.
Hey, George, can I hop in real quick and comment on that as far as the Hollywood aspect and also a completely different aspect of what you're
Please.
Talking about on a scientific level. Is that cool?
Please.
All right. So one movie that was kind of that crossover to where it was the sci-fi kind of out of the realm, but also the multi-dimensional theory put into layman's terms was Stargate.
Right.
With Kurt Russell and all that, where, yes, it was very harsh. It was very, like, shitty when they got there. But afterwards, it did turn around to where they adapted and everything was like a whole hunky-dory and all that kind of stuff. Well, they humanized the aliens as ancient Egyptians and kind of took that road with it. And I think that other Hollywood productions have spun off of that. Also, same note, but a little bit different note, when we were talking about all the stuff of how EVPs are captured and all that, there's everything in life has a resonance value to it. A tree has a resonance value to where it's going to be at its most volatile state at a certain point. That also does include audio, it includes video, it includes pretty much anything from a bridge down to a leaf. So, and with the EVP capturing and all that stuff, I know we ended up getting, like, dragged away and, like, having, you know, to the fun stuff and didn't get to finish the conversation, and we never talked about this. Well, resonance value is included in everything that has carbon or once had carbon, even on a molecular schedule or a structure. So to say how something can move through the air or it's captured or everything's done off of vibrations. And one thing that I've been talking with a lot of people about, and Grant and I had this conversation too, is just because an EVP is captured on a certain frequency and really pay attention to the frequency is also how that voice comes through on playback. Or it may not come through directly on playback, but it'll come through on a download because everything changes transition structure as you convert it. Does that make sense?
But what you're talking about is, of course, energy not being destroyed, but it can morph, if you will. So the potential for the
exactly.
morph, is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
In a very long-winded way.
If I could jump in real quick. I had a similar conversation with Brent when I had him on my show, and we were actually talking about aliens as opposed to, say, UFOs. And he was actually more apt to believe in aliens and as opposed to ghosts. He felt that there's a stronger possibility of alien life, which I thought was really interesting.
Well, there's a strong theory out there, and you know, again, Mike and Kool-Aid, they're talking really outside the realm with some of the guests that they have on Wednesday nights now, and even Jiggy on Paranormal Hood has been reaching outside the aspect of just spirit phenomena, the other parts of the paranormal field.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much to it, more than just ghost hunting, that people don't even realize, and especially with all the science behind it, you know. It's something that could just be, honestly, discussed endlessly. You just spend hours upon hours, and there's so many theories, you know.
One of the things, if I can, it's Mike here, jump in, that with what Joey, when he was headed up to Rolling Hills, he didn't want to know anything about the place. He didn't want to be contaminated. So he went in with a fresh slate to see what he himself could pick up on and see if it matched anything, you know, that was historically there. And I think we may be predisposed, those of us who have grown up that have a passion for this, because most of us that are in the paranormal field love the horror movies. We watch movies and things like that. That when we find this scientific evidence that actually documents what we're out there doing, I think we too quickly jump to the conclusion that that's somebody's grandmother over there trying to communicate with us, and she touched me on the back of the neck. We may be documenting actual spirit phenomena that
it may be so far off from what we actually think it is. And I think we're kind of tainted because of the movies and the stuff that we've seen from Hollywood on what we're discovering out there. Would anybody disagree with that?
Real quick, I'm
one
sorry,
thing,
guys. Dennis and I, if we can, right now we got to hop off and close out ours. But I definitely, you know what, if you guys would not mind, let's do a roundtable about this and actually discuss it, because we only had like 8 or 10 minutes, and I had to speak very fast.
Like five.
And so did Dennis, but would you be cool with it in the near future setting up a roundtable, and we'll have this full discussion about aliens and all that kind of stuff?
Love to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
Do it.
Well,
sounds excellent.
I know. Yeah, we only got about 4 minutes left, so George, Jiggy, you know, everybody who's involved in this, we got to hop off and say our goodbyes and throw our plugs out. But yes, it was definitely a pleasure, and I wish we definitely had more time, and I want to schedule more time so we can actually have this, because I think it'd just be damn fun.
But Jiggy, George, Mike, all of you, thanks. I'm going to make my drop. I'm not sure who's running your board, but if you can go ahead and throw me out, that's the 804 area code number. I appreciate it, brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
everybody wants to ask Dennis. Dennis, everyone wants to throw you out. It's nothing unusual.
Yeah, I know. They just want to throw me out.
Appreciate it very much.
Guys.
And it looks like we lost George again, and I'm sure he would say the same thing. Thank you guys for joining in, and we'll get together and do that roundtable. Maybe include Lance in it as well, but we got to close out here too. So thanks, guys, for coming on. Enjoyed it.
No problem. Good night,
guys.
Great show.
You too. You bet. Full Spectrum Paranormal Radio.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
We should be back on our show.
I'm checking chat.
Yeah, hopefully, because I just got the message in my ear. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, no doubt. So here's my thought.
Dennis, you gone?
All right. Have I returned? Let's see. I should be live. Terry, can you hear the broadcast? Well, I'm not sure if I'm broadcasting or not. Apparently there was an issue, so I'm going to go ahead. I will make my announcements. Close out the show, business as usual. Accordingly, it says that we have about a minute and a half left. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining the initial broadcast of Full Spectrum Unleashed. Bruce, just because I know you love it so much, brother, I'm going to do this. I'll get it in there real quick, and let's see if you can get a good giggle while you're still.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
That one still cracks me the hell up. But, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what happened. Apparently, when they separated us from their show, it completely just threw us right out. But nonetheless, we were actually joining into another radio program on that one, if you couldn't tell. And that was a Parafest 2013 recap. And that one was tied in with George Lopez and Joe Jiggy, Dead Air Paranormal. So thank you very much for joining us tonight. Thank you very much again. Catch CPR Dennis, CPR Matt on Facebook and Twitter. Catch Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers on Facebook and a.com, Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers. Look for us Wednesday night on Full Spectrum, same place. And I believe this is going to put us out, folks. thank you very much for joining us. I'm going to give us a decent song to play out to. Let's see what we can come up with. This is Dennis, and I am out of here.
I know you, who are you now? Look into my eyes if you can't remember. It's serious.